And it's time to finish up our conversation with Pete from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. This is continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Let's talk about the walleye then. So they're moving out into deeper water for walleye on Lake Gogebic. What are they using there? Mostly medium-sized minnows? Or?
Yep, still sucker minnows and even the fatheads, the larger fatheads.
Okay.
And if you want, you know, you can use your spoons. Russian hooks are popular, with a fathead if you're going to jig for them. And again, if you're using those number 7 jigging rapalas, they're still the go-to bait.
All right, I want to give you a little tip that I got from Little Bait and Knock. The pearl rip and wraps are brand new. Actually, not necessarily pearl, but that was the hot color. But have you seen the rip?
Oh, really?
The rip and wrap.
Yep.
They're a rattle bait.
Yep.
So I thought I'd throw that at you. You might want to experiment with some of those on Lake Gogebic, too.
I'll definitely try some. I had some friends that just came back from there, and I didn't get a chance to talk to them, but they did real well.
Okay. All right, so we talked about Lake Gogebic a little bit. You know, I want to talk about Loch Vue des Aires because bluegill season's going to get started here pretty quick there, right?
Yep. I had a couple of guys go down, and they did well on perch. They had to pick through them. A couple other guys came up. They had limits of bluegills, but again, they had to pick through them. And my friends, of course, they went down there to get, they were going to have a northern patty fry. So they picked up a bunch of small northerns there. And they're having some luck, and of course it's plowed, so you can drive out there. So that makes it easier for everybody.
And I imagine the snowmobilers around your neck of the woods are in hog heaven now.
Oh, my God. It's just crazy. And, you can't blame them because, you know, they invest a lot of money in their machines, and they sure are happy to see the snow, much more happier than the natives. But anyway, they're getting in some good riding.
And I imagine the groomers are working double time after this snow.
Absolutely, yeah. They're out there already this morning. And because, like I said, if we got 8 to 10, and I know going east, they got more. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, Pete. Anything else you want us to know about?
Well, I got some dandy bluegills over on Crooked Lake this past week. Yep. Some in the, 8-9-inch range. So I was really tickled about it. But, I had minnows along because I stayed later on for crappie. But all the crappie I got were all on waxworms.
Okay.
It's just crazy. When you figure it out, Adam, let me know.
That's why we do these calls and these reports, because we're all trying to figure it out, buddy.
Yeah.
And I'm just sure. When you do, it changes. The whole game changes. So. Well, Pete, I appreciate your time as usual. We'll catch you again next week.
Okay. Yep. You bet.
And we'll be looking forward to you showing up in the middle of the month here.
Very good.
Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing, and this is The Outdoor Show.